What's going on, world? Welcome to another episode of Heartworks Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Jones Jr., the underdog with the heroic heart. Today is February 19th, 2019. This podcast is about having heart, heroic effort, and realizing truth. How is everyone doing? It's been 2 weeks since the last episode. Last week, my bad for not producing, I was going to say another word, but producing an episode. The week before, I was in a bad condition. My wisdom teeth, they need to be pulled out. And oh Lord, if anybody knows about tooth pain, woo, that tooth pain is not a joke. Not a joke at all. I had to go to the dentist. They poking me in the mouth. They had to give me some medicine. So I was out of commission. So my apologies. But how is everyone doing since? If you're in Indiana, I know you have been going through some bipolar weather. Man, this weather is bipolar. One minute it's 60, next minute it's snowing, next minute it's raining and sleeting. You bet not go outside or you might fall on your behind. That's just how things been going here. But we're going to get right into the show. Today's episode is about proving people wrong. Others' opinion don't determine your ability. The title is I Got You. Before we get into the topic of the day, y'all know you won't believe this. Woo-wee! You won't believe this. I like you won't believe this. I be having a lot of them. I need to start writing down more. Because when you work at a school, you see a whole lot of buffoonery. You see a lot of crazy stuff. You actually see what goes on with students. So y'all know I work in life skills. And on the other side of my class, I have kindergartners and first graders. They have fifth grade, third grade, and fourth grade. So there's these two boys, they're in fifth grade. And nothing super wrong. They're not like physically disabled, maybe a little mentally. One has speech problem, nothing too like crazy. But they both are me. So one boy, he like food, he like talking. And the other boy, he likes to dance. But they don't get along, they bump heads. They like brothers, they get along, but then they don't. So one day, my class, we walk in, you know, walk into the cafeteria. We sit down, I get the kids lunch. And the other IA is like, hey, they over there fighting. You know, it's not too many guys in there. I'm the only man besides the lunch people, and they doing lunch. So I run over there. These two boys, I'm 5'7", 5'8". But I'm 145. They bigger than me weight-wise probably. But their IA in that class is an older lady. And she might be in her 60s. She not old, like, where she can't move, but she's an older lady. And she trying to break up the fight. And they, like, swinging, windmilling, and she trying to break up the fight, and they just windmilling at the air. It just was hilarious because you have to allow people to get things off their chest, and that's kind of they boys. School's not the right place, but they had to get things off their chest. So they still kind of beefing. This all happened last week. So I think it was Thursday, Friday. The man in their class wasn't there. He was out that day. Or he was out, yeah, that day. So we're in gym. And I'm about to go on a field trip. I'm getting the stuff ready for my kids. Because we got to, you know, meet the class and all that. So I go in the gym and I see the two boys, they arguing. But one of them, he's steadily talking. And the other boy just sitting there. All of a sudden, he get up and smack him with his shoe. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? So that kind of, you know, that broke up. That was just one incident. So I got two more from school. I'm walking. I had to go drop something off at another class. And we're walking by. And we walk past the lunchroom. Boom. Oh, wait a minute. What's that? Oh, the door opens. A kid flies through. Another kid flies behind him. One kid kicking him. Bow, bow. He beating him up. I'm like, whoa. What's going on? What's going on? They like, get back in the thing. They like, oh, well, he slapped him. Well, the boy that was on the ground getting beat up, he slapped the other boy in the back of the head. I bet he won't slap nobody no more. This one really irked my nerves. So I'm walking. I do a lot of copying, you know, the little tedious stuff for the class. So I'm walking back to class and I hear a little boy. This is what he tells the girl. I hope you get HIV like your mama. I said, oh, no. Excuse me, sir? What does that mean? I don't know. He trying to make it funny and laugh. And I went in on him. And I know he ended up getting in trouble. But it's crazy. He don't know what that means. But he had to hear that from somewhere to say that. And it's crazy that kids say stuff. They don't know what it means. And then they think that it's cool and it's good to talk about people. That girl's mom could really have HIV, or she could have cancer, she could have some type of disease, and he wouldn't even know that. So you got to be cautious of the things that you say to people. Those are my "you won't believe this." Like I said, you can always email ericjonesjrspeaks@gmail.com. you can write on the Facebook page Heartworks Podcast. Tell me what your "you won't believe this," because I know y'all got some funny. I got some more, but we're gonna get into the topic. Like I said, today's topic is I got you. And I know when you hear that, you're like, what is he talking about? When someone tell you can't do something, you say, I got you. They're going to be like, huh? And that's where you prove them wrong. Other people's opinion can't determine your ability. As you guys know, I grew up with a disability. My arms are short, but I love basketball and I play basketball. I coach basketball. But when I was younger, people wouldn't pick me on the team. They pick everybody else and then they'd be like, oh yeah, we got you later. I always be like, all right, I got next. And the person that didn't pick me up, I'm guarding them. I want them to guard me so I can prove them wrong. I'm going to prove to them that you should have picked me up even over my homies, even over some of my homies. You should have picked me up because I'm going to give everything I got. It was a time where I went out for the 9th grade basketball team. And when I went out for the team, you know, I gave everything I got, but I was short. In 9th grade, I wasn't even 5 foot yet. I was a little guy. But I gave everything I got. I didn't make the team, which a lot of people, you ain't going to make the team. What you going out for? But I became the manager on the team. So I got to practice. I got to help out with the team. And one day, Coach Walker was like, Jones, you get to play. Lord, wait a minute. Hold up. I get to play? You get to play. I was geeked. I'm telling my mom, you know, the homies on the team, they all geeked up. They like, okay, Eric going to get his time to shine. We played Valparaiso High School, 9th grade. And I got to play with the B team. I don't care who A, B, C, D. I got to play high school basketball. So I was nervous as all get up, but I got in the game. And my first shot I got, splash, 3. Next shot I got, splash, 3. Another shot I got later in the game, splash, 3. And I even got a steal, but I messed it up because I didn't want to get blocked. I ain't have my Euro. I wasn't an inside player then. But I proved everyone wrong because they thought, oh, this guy with the short arms, they just letting him play. He going to hit a lucky shot. Oh, he might get on ESPN, something like that. Y'all know how they do for kids with special needs. But at the end of the game, the team, Valpo, was like, man, that was really good. That you did a good job. And they were surprised because they had a perception of how I was going to play or what I was going to do. But in life, you can't let people's perception stop you from your performance. Let me say that again. You cannot let people's perception of you stop you from your performance. People are always going to have something to say about you, no matter if you're doing good, if you're doing bad. But keep doing you. Keep performing the way you perform. Keep being the person that you are. Don't stop being the person that you are. People could say, oh, why he on the court? Look at this guy. And I'm going to come and I'm going to bust your head on the court because you don't believe in me, but I believe in myself. So when somebody say you can't do something, when a teacher say you're going to end up, I got you. And you prove them wrong. You work your butt, but you don't work your butt off to prove them wrong. You work your butt off to become a better person. I work my butt off to play basketball to become a better basketball player. And I just so happen to be a better person doing that because I gave everything that I had. I didn't stop. Now that I'm not physically able to hoop like I want to or hoop in a league, I coach. And every one of my teams has been to the championship. We didn't win all the championships, but I can coach a team to the championship. I can't play for them, but I believe in them. I believe in them from when they tell me, coach, I want to be a champion. Well, we going to get there. We going to get to the championship if y'all listen. If y'all do the things that y'all need to do. We got to stop letting other people tell us what we can or cannot do. People, I had a teacher and 10th grade, I was in night school and regular school. Oh, you ain't going to be able to do nothing. You're going to be like everybody else. But I'm an author, and this was English. I was taking night school for. You prove people wrong by just doing you. Go after your dreams, nobody else's dreams. You can't do something somebody else wants to do if that's not for you. You have to go out there, and you have to be the best at what you do. And when you're the best and you do the things right, you prove people wrong. Others people's opinion don't determine your ability. Words can't stop your actions. People's perception can't stop your performance. Do what you need to do to be a better you, and then you'll be able to prove people wrong that said that you couldn't do it. Thank you for listening to the Heart Words podcast. I will be back next week. I am your host, Eric Jones Jr. If you like the show and you want to know more, check out my Facebook page, Heart Works Podcast, or please leave me a review on iTunes. Join me next week for a new episode. The heart works, but are you giving heart work? You can measure my arms, but you sure can't measure my heart. Y'all have a good day. Like my mom say, peace, one love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.